From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A new museum of African American history has opened here in Washington. President Barack Obama and members of a family that spanned five generations rang a bell from an African American church to herald the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture on Saturday. Mr. Obama told the thousands gathered that the museum represents a place to reflect on the total American experience.
This is the place to understand how protest and love of country don't merely coexist, but inform each other. How men can proudly win the gold for their country, but still insist on raising a black gloved fist. How we can wear an I Can't Breathe t-shirt and still grieve for fallen police officers.
Others at Saturday's ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the museum in 2003, and Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. He called the bronze-colored museum more than a building. It is a dream come true. A demonstration is underway in Charlotte, North Carolina, with several hundred protesters gathered at a park near the city's police department. Saturday marks the fifth day of rallies since a black police officer shot Keith Scott, a 43-year-old African-American man, earlier this week. Protesters are expected to renew calls for the police to release body cam and dash cam videos of that shooting. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.